The New Testament connects two Old Testament words that would never go together. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, you want to talk about a concept that has been difficult for people to grasp.
John, we're looking at an important apologetics passage, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, the importance of renewing our mind with God's truth. But Paul starts by saying this, "I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices." We can be so familiar with this verse that we forget the idea of a living sacrifice. It didn't make sense to the first century Christian.
Because the word sacrifice was so closely identified with death.
Throughout the Old Testament, sacrifices were offered to God, but the whole point was the loss of a life. Mm-hmm. A sacrifice was a dead thing.
But then Paul goes on to reveal that God has something deeper in mind.
Paul echoed Jesus' words that a life sold out for God is an act of sacrifice. You lose your life to find it, and it's this kind of sacrifice that pleases our Heavenly Father. It comes at a cost, since we have to give up living for ourselves. But the more we understand we're handing our lives back to God, the one who created us, has a plan and a purpose for us, the more it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Naturally, we serve our own interests. Supernaturally, God steers us in another direction, and He becomes the focal point of our lives. So many people are gripping onto the steering wheel of their lives with white knuckles, but we need to let go and let God take control. The Apostle Paul reminds us of God's great mercy, and he urges us, on account of this, to loosen our grip and to live sacrificially for Him.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Alec has written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. You'll find that and other great information at the website reasonwhy.org. Again, head over to reasonwhy.org.